Complaining about your boss or your workplace is about as commonplace as crowd noise, right? But when that background grumbling is plastered across a digital billboard or broadcast so that anyone can see it or hear it, you've got a problem, right?
I hate my new boss. Seriously, the guy's insane. Never gets off my back. Like,
yikes. Well, maybe not. Hearing and seeing angry criticism in online social media such as Facebook and YouTube may not be grounds for employers to fire disgruntled workers. The National Labor Relations Board is taking a look at employer policies on social media, and recent rulings suggest that the NLRB views social media as an appropriate venue to discuss workplace issues, and that efforts to restrict that are illegal. Stephen Greenhouse has been reporting on all this for the New York Times. Welcome to the program.
Nice to be here, John.
So what kinds of policies of employers is the NLRB suddenly looking at?
So the National Labor Relations Board says that many blanket across-the-board policies by employers in which they say you can't post on Facebook or Twitter anything that criticizes the company or criticizes your boss or in any way puts the company in a negative light. The NLRB is saying companies, employers of the United States, you can't do this. It's overbroad. It overly restricts workers' rights. Under the 78-year-old law, the National Labor Relations Act, all workers at all private sector companies have the right to discuss things like, you know, wages. How do we improve our wages? How do we improve our working conditions? How do we make our workplace safer? And that there's a federally protected right for workers to communicate about these things. And the new thing is the National Labor Relations Board is saying if a company's social media policies discourage you from from exercising these rights to discuss workplace matters, then the Labor Board is going to say you, company, are breaking the law. You can't do that.
Does the NLRB seem to have a metaphor here in what it considers this kind of aggregation online to talk about working conditions?
Yes, very much. When I interviewed the chairman of the Labor Board, he said social media is today's water cooler. And under traditional, labor law, if two or five workers met at the water cooler to discuss safety problems or discuss a boss who is always, livid and yelling at employees and that they want this to stop, under federal labor law, employees are protected when they engage in, concerted cooperative activities that aim, at helping each other. It's so-called mutual aid is the term of art in the labor law. So it says the labor board is saying just as you have the right to talk together, to band together while standing at the water cooler or in the break room or in the cafeteria, you have that same right when you're communicating on social media.
And briefly, what's considered clearly wrong and grounds for firing by the NLRB based on your reporting?
So if you act alone in a total rant saying my company stinks, and it's just a rant, and I wrote about this bartender who was angry that he hadn't gotten a raise in 5 years, and he went onto Facebook and said, our restaurant's customers are rednecks. They should all choke on glass when they get into an accident driving home drunk. And the labor board said that, hurts the company's image. That's just a lone person, ranting, griping without any, cooperative activity among workers to try to improve their wages and working conditions.
And so that's grounds for
there was
firing.
Another example, John, where a police reporter at a newspaper in Arizona was upset that there was very little news. So he went online to say, basically, people of Tucson, we need more murders. We need more homicides here. And again, the labor board said that's not cooperative, concerted activity where workers are trying to improve their wages and working conditions. This is just a dumb, lone employee ranting and making the company look bad.
So employers and employees beware in new social media policies being looked at by the National Labor Relations Board. Stephen Greenhouse, thanks so much.
Great to be here, John. Thanks.
Stephen Greenhouse reports on labor issues for our partner, the New York Times.